Let's go over to Hosea chapter 4, and we're gonna read just one verse from here. Hosea chapter 4. And if you're at all able to, would you stand for the reading of God's holy word? We're gonna go over to verse number 6 in chapter 4, Hosea, verse number 6. When you get there, stand for the reading of God's word if you can. Alright, the Bible says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. That thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forgive thy children." Let's pray and get right into the message. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity, Lord. I just ask that, Lord, you would just use the truth that you've given me, Father. Allow me to be a conduit, just to give the truth, Father, plainly, and in a way that we would all be able to understand it, Lord. And just ask that your Holy Spirit be with us, Father. Take me out of the picture, and just let your presence be here. Let your presence speak to us and teach us, Lord, in your name I pray. Amen. All right, you may be seated. So, really quick, we're taking a look at, just from the book of Hosea. Hosea was a man who was used by God, and how he was used by God was actually his life, and his life was a testimony of God's love, and how God chose us, because Israel, God's chosen people, did not choose him, and he said, that's it, I'm going to open it up for everyone else, and how I'm going to do that is I'm going to use Hosea, and I'm going to go through, and I'm going to use Hosea's whole life as a testimony. And if you go through the book of Hosea, if you get a chance, but it's a great study. It's a great book to go through.
Yes.
It really opens up the picture, because especially in our day and age today, we don't think like God. We don't think the way that God thought. And God said, Hosea, I'm going to use you. And he used a very incredible, incredible life. And just how Hosea went about it. It's just great to look at. But I just want to focus in and I want to zero in on this verse. It says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." I just want to show three things from this verse. It may be very quick, but I'd like to open it up because I did see something here. The first thing that I see here in this verse is I see who this verse is written to. Those first two words, if you look down at your Bible, it says, "My people." This is God speaking. God is speaking directly right now. He's saying, "My people." He's not saying the world. He did talk about the world and what he did for the world when he sent his son down, Jesus, to die on the cross. That was for God so loved the world. God was speaking to the world. But here, he's not speaking to the world now. Now he is speaking directly to Christians. Directly to people who have put their trust and their faith in Jesus Christ alone, taking the heaven, he's saying, "My people, the ones that I have died for, the ones that I sent my son down for, this I have something to tell you." And it's his people. If you go over with me to John chapter 10, verse 27, John chapter 10, verse 27, I'll just read it real quick. It says, "My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." He's talking about the people that got saved. He's talking about the people that have put their trust in Him. That's His people.
Come on.
So now that we see that who this verse is written to is my people. Not everybody, just the chosen, just the ones that have put their faith and trust in Him. But look at the second thing I see here. The second thing, it says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." Lack of knowledge. Now, I was thinking about this, and as God was opening up to me, I've been learning a little bit more. I've been going through the book of Proverbs, and I'm learning that in the book of Proverbs, there are three key words to the book of Proverbs that I'm seeing. First off, we have knowledge in the book of Proverbs. Then we have understanding, which is in the book of Proverbs, and we also have wisdom.
Right.
And I would say, me personally, I would say these three are the key words of Proverbs. Because Solomon keeps referencing them over and over and over. He says knowledge with understanding, and that'll bring wisdom. Wisdom cries without. There's so much in Proverbs, all of considering, if you want to look at it, around these three words. So then I was like, okay, well, what is knowledge then? Because For some reason, my people, God's people, are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So what is knowledge? So I kind of took a look at all three words, actually. But what I see here is knowledge. Knowledge is the accumulation of truth, if I could put it that way.
Okay.
Knowledge is, okay, knowledge is, you can get knowledge in anything. You can get knowledge in working on a car. If you read a book about how to work on a car, you figure out, okay, what makes this car work? Why does it work? Why does it turn on when I turn the key? You can get knowledge. You find out how that works. You can get knowledge when you go to school. I know we've all gone to school at one point. When we went to school, we got knowledge of history. We got knowledge in a little bit of science. We learned about cells and how our bodies are made up of cells, the basic building blocks of life, which is DNA. And we learned all this stuff, and that is knowledge. That's accumulation of truth. And truth is, actually, the definition of truth is being in accord with fact or reality. Meaning, it is true in real life. It is not something that you just, like, okay, if you watch a movie, that's not always true. Because there can be a lot of things that are made up in that movie.
That's right.
And so truth is being in accord with fact or reality, something that is actually real. And so I kind of dug a little bit more. I was like, okay, well, if that's knowledge, so if I look back at this verse, it says, my people are sorted for lack of knowledge, so for lack of getting truth, so they're not getting truth. But then I also looked at what understanding is, because I wanted to kind of just get a bigger, broader picture. So understanding is the mental grasp of truth. The mental grasp of truth, meaning you've got the truth, and now you understand how that truth is supposed to be implemented. Okay, back to the car. If I'm working on a car, and I find out that my alternator broke, and then I watch some videos, and I learn how to take the alternator off and put a new one on. Now what I have done is I have got understanding. I had truth because I understood, okay, so there's an alternator in a car and it makes it run. But then when I went and I watched how to take it off and how to put it on, I got understanding.
It's good.
But the key thing is wisdom. Because I can have knowledge and I can have understanding. But without wisdom, it does nothing, because wisdom is the application of truth. Wisdom is the application. Meaning, now that I've watched the video, I've understood, I know how to take this off, I know how to put a new one on, now I have to go do it. And when I do it, and I've taken the old alternator off, and I've put the new one on, I have used wisdom. So, knowledge, understanding, and wisdom, all three tie into one. They're all three together. It's a process step. It's not, you can't have one without the other. You need to have all three of these. You need to first have knowledge because you need to know what you're going to do. Then you need to have understanding how to do it. And then once you know how to do it, actually apply it. And that's where wisdom comes in. And so as I was looking at here, I saw who it was written to. Then I saw that we are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So what is that? So now I know that knowledge is accumulation of truth. Then I went down to the last thing. What's truth? Okay, if knowledge is accumulation of truth, that means that there is certain truth that we're supposed to get, and if we're not getting it, then why are we not getting it? What truth is it we're supposed to get? Well, I started looking, I was like, okay, well, I know that there's truth with, I can get truth, or I can get knowledge in cars, I can get knowledge in school, I can get knowledge in history, I can get knowledge in all these areas. But then I took a look back at the verse, because it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Okay, so they're missing truth, my people, and they're missing truth. But if you keep reading, it says, because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. Law of thy God. I will also forget that truth. But look at that. Law of thy God. What is the law of thy God? Well, if you want to run with me over to Psalms chapter 1, we will find this out.
Okay.
So Psalms chapter 1. I don't have it marked, so I'll be getting there either right after you or right before.
One of the two.
Yeah, one of the two. Which, I don't know which one. But Psalm 1. Okay. Let's go ahead and go down. We'll read verse 1 and 2. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of God, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scornful. Look at verse 2, though. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. The law of the Lord. It's right here.
Amen.
It's God's word.
Yes.
It's what he gave us. It's his written down by many different writers.
Amen.
He had all these different pen men, but it has one author. And that's God. That's God Almighty. That's the Holy Spirit. That's Jesus. All wrapped up into one. And you know, understanding that, I go back to that verse that says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because they forgot the law of God. So, I just want to encourage you guys tonight. Get in the book. Whether it be a verse, whether it be a chapter, whether it be just taking a look very briefly. You're not going to retain everything. God opens up different things at different times. But you know, just getting in the book and reading God's word. Because that's what he said. My people are dying or being destroyed for one simple truth. They're not remembering God's law.
Amen.